জয় নিতাই, জয় গৌর, জয় শ্রী রাধে। আমরা নৃত্য প্রতি ব্রজবাসী এবং
ডেইলি we are hearing about Brajavasis and Brajagopis' pure love, affection towards Krishna.
Bhagavan, tini antarhito hole par gopider je
after the Lord has hidden himself, so the gopis were experiencing the deep grief, the deep pain in separation from him. Gopis don't have any desire on their own. They're only desiring, O Lord of our lives, O lover of our lives, please give us your darshan at least once. And in this way, please pacify our burning hearts. Our life is leaving us. Please save our lives. The love of the gopis is without any desire, is desireless. There are no expectations, no desires on their behalf.
Bhagavan antarhito holen ekhane gopider garbo utpanno hoyechilo. Eigulo premeri porjay bishesh.
The Lord has hidden himself from the sight of the gopis,
and
the pride, transcendental pride, has appeared in the gopis. Actually, the word pride shouldn't be used in their case. This word is used only to give some example, to teach us something. The gopis are not on the ego, on the false ego. These kind of words, like being proud, these words are used only to teach us something, to give certain example. Otherwise, if the gopis would really be proud, they wouldn't be able to enter into Maharas. They wouldn't be called desireless devotees.
নিজের প্রাণকে পর্যন্ত উৎসর্গ করতে পারে বন্ধ করে।
সো ইন সেপারেশন ফ্রম কৃষ্ণ দ্য গোপিস ক্যানট
কৃষ্ণ
কিপ দেয়ার লাইভস
গতা প্রাণা গোপীরা
দ্য গোপিস দে আর মেন্ট ফর প্লেজার অফ কৃষ্ণ
সব কিছু করতে পারে
দে ক্যান ডু এভরিথিং ফর দ্য প্লেজার অফ কৃষ্ণ দে ক্যান টলারেট এভরিথিং
কিন্তু পারে
ফর কৃষ্ণস প্লেজার But something they are not able to tolerate, and that's separation from Krishna.
They are
not able to tolerate it.
Gopigan sanmodhan kore kore barangbar bhaber poriborton hocche.
So the gopis' moods, their transcendental moods, they are constantly changing. Sometimes they are in man, transcendental anger, transcendental pride. Sometimes they are expressing humble nature. Sometimes they are angry towards Krishna. But these are all expressions of their love. That's manifestation of their pure love for Krishna. That's the matter of bhavas, deep loving feelings towards Krishna.
Krishna adarshan hetu, biyog hetu,
So gopis in search for Krishna, they were going from forest to forest, and at the end they reached the banks of Mother Yamuna, and there they sang their gopi geet, their gopi song.
কিন্তু আমাদের যতটুকু প্রয়োজন মানে গোপীরা কেমন ভাবে কৃষ্ণকে ভালোবাসতো সে প্রসঙ্গে আমরা শ্রবণ করছি.
There are so many points to be discussed in Gopi Gita, but specifically we are focused on those deep feelings of separation of the gopis.
সম্পূর্ণ শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবত মধ্যে ষষ্ঠ শ্লোকে গোপীগণ কি বলছেন? ব্রজ জনার্তিহন
বীরজোষিতম. What are the gopis saying in this shloka?
Bijajanasmaya dhangshanasmita bhajo sakhe bhava কিং করি স্মান জলরুহাননম চারুদর্শায়. আহা, গোপীগণ বিলাপ করতে করতে ভাবান্তরিত হচ্ছে.
So the gopis are lamenting and they are expressing deep bhavas, deep loving feelings towards Krishna. So they are addressing Krishna, O destroyer of the suffering of Vrajavasis, O hero of all women. Your smiles are shattering the pride, the false pride of your devotees. O dear friend, please accept us as your maid servants and show us your beautiful lotus face.
একবার তোমার সেই সুন্দর বদনখানা আমাদের দেখাও, তাতে আমাদের প্রাণ.
So they are addressing Krishna as hero. They are addressing him also as friend. So they are saying, Hey Govinda, O lover of our lives, please show us your lotus face at least once, and in this way pacify our hearts. We are so much disturbed and experiencing so much pain in separation from you. We cannot remain alive anymore. Please give us your darshan at least once.
গর্ভবতী হয়েছিলেন, গর্ব গ বয়রেফ.
So here the fortunate gopis, they are expressing their love in the way that they are showing pride.
গর্ভের জন্যই তুমি অন্তরিত হয়েছে প্রেমের মধ্যে মান.
So they are saying to Krishna, desiring to destroy our pride, you have disappeared from us. But we are your own people. Please give us your darshan. We don't want anything else. So again and again, gopis are in this way praying for Krishna's darshan. They are addressing Krishna as a friend. They are saying, Hey Sakhe. The word friend is Sakha. So when they are addressing him, then it becomes Sakhe as Radha. But when we call her, we say Radhe.
Atayab, Hey Sakhe, তুমি আমাদের ভজনা না করলে আমাদের দুর্দশা দর্শনে তোমার দুঃখ হবে। দেখুন এক একটি শব্দের কেমন অর্থ। ভগবান তাদের ভজনা,
ইফ ইউ ডোন্ট সেভ আওয়ার লাইভস, ইউ ইয়োরসেলফ উইল বি আমাদের দর্শন না দাও,
তাহলে মহা অনর্থ হবে। আমরা যদি অন্তর
দশাতে পৌঁছে
তুমি আমাদেরকে আর বাঁচাতে পারবে না।
ইফ দিস পেইন দ্যাট উই আর experiencing now
Krishna bolchen
enters even deeper in our hearts, then no one else will be able to save us.
এখন আমার তাতে আগ্রহ নেই, আমি তোমাদের দর্শন দিতে চাই না। তখন
গোপীরা, so acharyas are commenting and saying as if Krishna would now say, I'm not competent to do so, I'm not able to do so.
Dina sharanagata শ্রীচরণের দাসী আমাদের উপেক্ষা করা তোমার অনুচিত।
And then the gopis would answer, it's not appropriate to deal like that with us. We have surrendered ourselves completely unto your lotus feet.
আশ্রয় গ্রহণ কর, তাহলে এই কথা তুমি
বলতে পারো। Krishna would say, take shelter at someone else. Then the gopis would answer, you can't speak like that. We are already your servants.
আমরা অন্য কাউকে জানি না,
we don't know anyone else.
আর কারো আমরা হতেও পারবো না, তোমার
except to you, we can't go to anyone else.
পদ্মখানি একবার কৃপা করে
please show us your beautiful lotus face at least once and save our lives in this way.
তোমার মুখমণ্ডল সুকোমল কমলের ন্যায় সুশীতল,
your lotus face is cooling as beautiful lotus flower. We are the simple vraja ladies,
নিজেদের চেষ্টা দ্বারা তোমার
on our own, if we endeavor ourselves, we won't be able to gain your darshan. But please, you show your mercy upon us. You please come to us.
ওই মুখ কমল দর্শনে আমাদের সর্বসন্তাপ দূরীভূত হবে।
Upon having the darshan of beautiful lotus face, all our pain will disappear. There is no other aim of our lives except of you. Without getting your darshan, we are not able to remain alive anymore. Our death will come, that's certain. Please give us your darshan at least once. We desire only your darshan. We don't want anything else.
Bhakto bhagwan ke chhara ar kichui akankha kore.
Devotees doesn't wait for anything else but the Lord.
Pranay kobjonito paramartite erup byakha hote pare je biro joshitam mul shloke bolche. বলছেন হে বীর, তুমি তো বীর।
So the gopis are addressing Krishna also as a hero.
আমরা তোমার বীরহে সুতরাং তুমি
we are dying out of separation from you.
আমরা তো মরেই আছি,
how are you killing us in this way?
যখন তোমার
we are already dying,
তখন অপর দাসীগণের প্রতি সেই বীরত্ব তুমি প্রদর্শন করো।
You are the one that's destroying the suffering, but why are you keeping us in such a great suffering? Please show us your beautiful lotus-like face at least once. Then we will be able to remain alive. Shri Krishna is saying, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments on this shloka.
শ্রীকৃষ্ণ বলছেন সে কি কথা, তোমরা নিজেরাই
বলছো, কৃষ্ণ ইজ সেইং,
তোমরা আমার কিঙ্করি অর্থাৎ দাসী।
What are you saying? You're saying you're my servants. And is it the quality of a servant to give instructions as you are instructing me?
তার উত্তরে গোপীগণ বলছেন,
you're saying you're my servants, but then you're instructing me what I should do.
সখীদের সঙ্গে পারাও তো মুশকিল গোবিন্দের,
And then the gopis are again addressing Krishna as a friend. Krishna can't match with such a smart talk of the gopis.
আমাদের পরিচর্যায় তোমার অপমানের কোনো কারণই তো দেখা যায় না। শ্রীকৃষ্ণ বলছেন ভালো বুঝেছি। তাহলে
So now is the gopis told that they are actually his friends also, so Krishna is saying, all right then, I understand. Then tell me what I should do. So the gopis are saying, oh, the darkish moon, the blackish moon, please give us your darshan at least once. That's all that we want. Except for your darshan, we are not waiting for anything else. Oh, the one that is destroying the false pride of those who are surrendered to you. All right, we might have been proud, but please, destroying our pride, please show yourself to us. And don't consider that we are proud. Don't consider that we are now angry at you or that we are proud. Forgive us and give us your darshan. At least once give us your darshan. So in this way, the gopis are again and again pleading for Krishna's darshan, praying for Krishna's darshan.
Sri Krishna kache brojo basi jan, brojo gopi jan, tara শ্রীকৃষ্ণকেই চান।
So Vrajavasis, Vraja Gopis, they desire Krishna only. They don't wait for anything else. They are not asking for anything else. And this is next, seventh shloka.
শ্রেণিকেতনম ফণি ফণার্পিতম তে পদাম্বুজম কৃণুকুচেষু না ক্রেন্দ্রেচ্ছায়া। গোপীগণ তাদের আবার ভাবান্তর হলো, তারা বলছেন,
So the gopis are again in deep transcendental loving feelings towards Krishna, bhavas that they are expressing now. So they are saying, your lotus feet are destroying all the past sins of all living entities that are surrendered to you.
নাগের ফনায় অর্পিত চরণের কথা বলছেন। তোমার ইতাদৃশ পাদপদ্ম আমাদের বক্ষে
অর্পণ। So the gopis are saying,
আমাদের হৃদয়ে তাপ।
You have bestowed your lotus feet upon the hoods of Kaliya serpent. So please, place your lotus feet on our chests, on our breasts, and in that way, destroy the burning fire in our hearts.
সংসার দুঃখের নাশ। পাপ নাশ হলে কি হয়?
So the gopis told that Krishna's lotus feet are destroying all the past sins.
তৃণের মূলের মত। তার থেকে আবার যখন পাপরূপী জল বর্ষণ হয়,
it's very important to destroy the very root of the sin. Because if the root remains alive, if it's still there, then when favorable waters come, then those sins may start growing again, may appear again. So it's very important to destroy sin in its root.
So
Krishna's lotus feet are so glorious, it's explained in Naradiya Purana, that if someone offers obeisances to Krishna's lotus feet once, that's more glorious than 10 Ashwamedha Yajnas, 10 horse sacrifices. So to once offer obeisances at Krishna's lotus feet, it's more glorious, more favorable than to do 10 Ashwamedha Yajnas. If someone does 10 Ashwamedha Yajnas, then that person will get freed from the suffering of material existence. But if someone offers one humble obeisances at Krishna's lotus feet, then they will get freed from all material existence. So this is why it's told that if someone offers just one obeisance at Krishna's lotus feet, that it's so glorious that such a person will get freed completely from the circle of birth and death. They will reach Krishna.
Bhagavan Srimad Bhagavat Gita te Arjun ke bolechen Manmana bhavo madbhakta majjajimang namaskuru mame vashya.
Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, he's saying to Arjuna,
hey Arjun, tumi amate chitta samarpan karo.
Surrender your mind to me. Become my devotee. And do shravan and kirtan of me. It means hear about me. Chant my glories. Remember me. Offer obeisances to me and you will reach me. I'm promising that to you. So the fruit, the benefit of offering obeisances to Krishna's lotus feet is reaching him. So just upon offering obeisances to Krishna, all the sins will get destroyed from all previous lives.
Krishna pranam prasange bolche. Krishna charaner kotha bolche. Krishna charano sabha padmagano kare lobha. Madhuhay labanno tahar. Jato padanguli gan hoy padma patra samo. Gopi chokhu bhringo sudhasar. Nakaro nikaro jato padmer kesaro mato saurabha tarango sadabahe sei krishna chandra paye sada jano moti roye kokhono bichhedo jano noy Yadunandan Thakur Mahashay ekhane.
So Yadunandan Thakur Mahashay is in this shloka describing the attraction that the gopis are having towards Krishna's lotus feet, towards beauty of his lotus feet. The toes on Krishna's lotus feet, they are like petals on the lotus flower. So with their eyes, the gopis are drinking the nectar of the beauty of Krishna's lotus feet. So now the glories of the nails on Krishna's toes are described.
দেখুন না, কবিগণ তাদেরকেই লক্ষ্য করে, তাদের প্রেম ভক্তিকে দেখ লক্ষ্য করে তারা কবিতা রচনা করেছে।
So these poets, they are describing in these shlokas the beauty of Krishna's lotus feet.
যে তোমরা কি ওইরূপ কিছু ফল কামনা করো, তদুত্তরে আমরা কেবল আমাদের তাপিত হৃদয়ের শীতলতা বিধানের জন্য আমাদের বক্ষস্থলে তোমার সেই চরণ স্থাপনা কর, আমাদের অন্য আর কোনো আকাঙ্ক্ষাই নেই। রাধে রাধে একটু কথাবার্তা না বললে ভালো হয়।
The gopis are now also expressing in this shloka, seventh shloka of Gopi Gita, that Krishna has put his lotus feet upon Kaliya serpent's hoods. And in this way, Krishna saved the waters of Mother Yamuna that were poisoned. They became nectarious again. So the gopis are pleading that Krishna please puts his lotus feet upon their chests, in that way pacifies the burning desires in their hearts. So the gopis are saying that Krishna is walking on the earth when he is going to herd the cows. Krishna's lotus feet are following the cows as he is going to herd them in the forest. And also his lotus feet are the abode of goddess of fortune.
গোপীগণ বলছেন, পাপের ভয় কি, তোমার শ্রীচরণ শরণাগত জনের সর্ব পাপ ও নাশ উৎকট।
So the gopis are pleading for the
সংসারের দুঃখকেও নাশ
করতে পারে, Krishna's lotus feet to be placed on their chests, on their breasts. তোমার
শরণাগত হলেই তুমি তাদের পাপ নাশ করে থাক।
They are explaining how if one surrenders oneself at Krishna's lotus feet at least once, then his lotus feet are going to destroy all the sins. So Krishna, as Acharya's comment, would ask, you're asking me to put my feet at your chest? You're asking me to commit such a sin? And the gopis are in this regard answering, what's the question of the sin? Your lotus feet are those that actually destroy the sin. So we are asking for your lotus feet to be put on our chests, on our breasts, all our sins would be destroyed and all the burning fire of our hearts will be pacified.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Kaviraj Goswami Pad, tini bolchen, Krishna tomar hao jodi bole ekbar, ভববন্ধ হইতে কৃষ্ণ তারে করেন পার।
সো কৃষ্ণ
গোপীগণ বলছে
এক্সপ্রেসেস দ্যাট ইফ সামান সারেন্ডার্স টু হিজ লোটাস ফিট দেন হি ইজ গিভিং হিজ অল শেল্টার টু দ্যাট পারসন।
তুমি দুঃখ দান করছো, তুমি তো সেই গজেন্দ্র স্থাপ করলে পর সত্যযুগের কথা বলছে, তুমি তৎক্ষণাৎ নিজের ভোজন ছেড়ে নিজে প্রস্তুত
চৈতন্য চরিতামৃত
রক্ষা করেছিল,
that if someone surrenders to Krishna's lotus feet once, that Krishna provides his complete shelter to that person. So the gopis are again and again pleading for Krishna's lotus feet, and they are telling that actually he gave shelter to Gajendra, who surrendered to him at the moment of danger, and he has helped him. So what's the question on them gopis asking for the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet? There is no question of any sin asking for shelter of Krishna's lotus feet.
তাদের জীবনটা কি কৃষ্ণ সুখৈক তাৎপর্য
What is the meaning of the life of the gopis? They are meant for Krishna's pleasure only.
দিতে পারে নয় দিয়েছিল কৃষ্ণ বিরহ কাতরা ব্রজবালাগণের পরপর এই কয়েকটি শ্লোকে প্রার্থনা করেছেন
So, Vraja gopis, they are experiencing such a great separation from Krishna, the deep pain of separation, and again through these shlokas, they are praying for getting Krishna's darshan. They are expressing that when they get Krishna's darshan, their minds, their hearts will get pacified. But without Krishna, separation from him, they are giving up their lives, they are dying. They are not able to tolerate separation from Krishna and they keep crying. This is the next 8th shloka.
Buddha mano gaya poskare kshana vidhikari rima biramu yate radhar sidhuna payayashana যখন শ্রী গোবিন্দ তাদেরকে সম্মুখে প্রকট না হচ্ছেন ততক্ষণ পর্যন্ত এই গোপীগণের
Until Sri Govinda appears in front of them, the gopis remain lamenting in separation.
Balgubakaya budhamano gaya Pushkare kshana vidhikari rima biramu yate radhar sidhuna payayashana He kamalolochan
He O lotus eyed one O hero,
Pandit Janer Manoggo, Tumar Madhur Vani Srobane, Tumar Ei Kingkori
Your sweet words, your charming words are attracting our minds. They are attracting the minds of all intelligent ones, learned ones. But they are bewildering us as well. Please revive your servants with the nectar of your lips. So the gopis are saying, we are dying in separation from you, and the nectar of your lotus lips will save us.
ভগবান শ্রী গোবিন্দ তিনি কোথাও যাননি তিনি তো গোপীদের মধ্যেই লুকিয়ে লুকিয়ে
তাদের Actually Krishna didn't go anywhere from the gopis he has just hidden himself from their eyesight
তাই তো বৃন্দাবন দাস ঠাকুর মহাশয় বলছেন
And in this regard, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, he explains that the gopis are loving Krishna, they are loving Govinda so much. If someone who is dying, who is experiencing so much distress of this material existence, if this person raises his arms and calls for Krishna, for Govinda,
he,
his Bhaktavatsal, he's very affectionate towards his devotees. So instantly he will come to save that person. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Mahashay, he is incarnation of Shivyasadev that appeared in Kali Yuga. So he is describing also how much Krishna is attracted towards the gopis.
Suno radhe ei ros ami je tomaro bas toma bine nahi bhaye mon he radhe ami tomar boshibhuto bhakter boshibhuto.
So Krishna is saying, O Radhe, I'm so much
tumi chhara amar je bhalo lage na
attracted towards you, I'm controlled by you, I'm completely possessed by you. I'm chanting your name, and I can remain alive in separation from you. Constantly I'm calling you, O Radhe, hey Radhe.
Hey
Radhe, I'm remembering your form. I'm remembering you when I'm chanting your name. The Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna, he's saying that he is chanting Jai Radhe, Shri Radhe. But also Krishna is saying that when his devotees are calling Radharani, Jai Radhe, Shri Radhe, he himself is immediately running there. Krishna is in this way very eager for the darshan of Srimati Radharani, as the chatak bird is very eager for the rain drops coming from the clouds. In this way, Krishna is eager for Radharani's darshan. Krishna is eager for the darshan of Srimati Radharani's moon-like face. Chataka birds, they don't take any other water than the rain water coming from the clouds. In this way, Krishna is desiring Radharani's darshan only. So until I get your darshan, I keep chanting your name, Radhe, Radhe, and in this way, I'm somehow able to remain alive. So Krishna is saying, waiting for you, I'm sitting in the kunjas of Vrindavan. I'm playing flute and calling you in this way, Radhe, 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 until you come to me. So, hearing this, we can ask, does it mean really Krishna is going to give any pain to the gopis? Of course not. And Krishna is saying that my mind will get pacified when I hear the ankle bells at your lotus feet as you are approaching from far.
Radha Krishna duti naam tahe tumi aguan ami kori tomaro bharosa tobe she safalo habo tu apado paroshibo das brindavaner ei asha bolchen ami barongbar tomar darshan akankhay byakulito hoye thaki.
So Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur concludes this shloka saying that he is eager for the darshan of Radha and Krishna and that he keeps praying until he gets the darshan of Radha and Krishna and gets opportunity to touch their lotus feet.
Bhagavan Nijer atma thekeo odhik odhik matra.
So it's not that just Gopi and Srimati Radharani that they are loving Krishna. But actually Krishna loves Gopis, Krishna loves Srimati Radharani more than his own soul, than his own self. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the following description is given.
Sedin Sri Krishna Nijer Griher Dare Thaktebol. Sedin Sri Krishna Mantra.
On that particular day in Dvaraka, Krishna asked Udavji to stay out of his room. Krishna didn't feel well on that day and he told Udav, today I don't really feel well. So please, you stay outside of my room today. Relationship of Udavji with Krishna is manifolded. He's friend, he's also his minister. So on that day, Krishna was remembering Radharani and he was crying. Krishna was crying so much that all his clothes was soaked in his tears.
ভগবানের রাধা এবং গোপীদের কথা চিন্তন করে দ্বারকাতেই নিজের
সব কৃষ্ণ বস রিমেম্বারিং গোপিস এন্ড রাধারানি
ভিজে যেতে লাগ
এন্ড বিইং অ্যাবসর্ব ইন দিস থটস হি ওয়াজ ক্রাইং
তুমি একটু
সো হি টোল্ড টু উদ্ধব please, you stay out of my room today. Meaning, don't stay with me inside today. Udavji would often stay with Krishna throughout night. He would serve Krishna's lotus feet, and when Krishna would fall asleep, then Udavji would put his head on Krishna's lotus feet. But on that day, Udavji understood the Lord is not feeling well. He is experiencing some great distress that he is even not able to tell it to anyone. So this is why he told Udavji, you please wait outside of my room. So on that day, instead of staying inside Krishna's room, he was waiting outside. So seeing Udavji in such a mood, Balaram also understood something is not well with my Kanai. Also, all the queens came, they were also there in front of Krishna's room. Mother Rohini, Mother Devaki, they were also there with the queens, and all of them were crying. All the Yadavas, they were waiting for Krishna in the assembly. They were all gathered there and waiting. When will Krishna come? When will Krishna come?
এবং এই মর্তে সমস্ত ভক্তদেরকে লক্ষ্য করে অন্তিমে পাণ্ডবদের নিকটে শ্রবণ করেছিলেন, যাদবেরা আছে শ্রেষ্ঠ। যাদবেরা বললেন,
সো নারদ মুনি, হি ওয়াজ ট্রাইং টু ফাইন্ড আউট হু ইজ দ্য গ্রেটেস্ট লর্ড, দ্য গ্রেটেস্ট ডিভোটি অফ দ্য লর্ড। সো ইন দিস ওয়ে হি রিচ টু ইয়াদাভাস।
তিনি যেন পাগলের মতো হয়ে যাচ্ছেন উদ্ধবের নিকটে। দ্বারকাতে বহু বহুবার মহামুনি নারদ গিয়েছিলেন।
Many times Narad Muni was in Dwaraka, but this time, in such eagerness to meet Yadavas, who are the greatest devotees of the Lord, as he has heard on the way, being sent from devotee to devotee, from Hanumanji to further devotees, and everyone was sending to someone else and saying, "Not I'm not the greatest recipient of Lord's mercy. These are the devotees." And in such a way, he was told that the Yadavas are the ultimately the greatest devotees. And in this eagerness to meet them, Narad Muni was experiencing ecstatic symptoms. So when reaching Dwaraka, he was fainting. So Yadavas could understand this is Narad Muni lying there unconscious. Tears were coming from his eyes. The foam was coming from his mouth. He was expressing variety of ecstatic symptoms. His voice was choking, he was trembling, his hair standing on end. So they sprinkled the water, Narada Muni. So Narad Muni was expressing that he is very eager for the darshan of Uddhavji, the greatest devotee of the Lord amongst all the Yadavas.
Akasmat Uddhavji nijeke sangjato kore Narad Muni ke pranam kore bolchen, "He Mahamuni, ei to ami Uddhav apnar sammukhe, apni ki amay chinte pacchen na? Oho Uddhav, Uddhav ami tomake pranam kori."
So Uddhavji came and offered obeisances to Narad Muni and told to Narad Muni, "This is me, Uddhav, don't you recognize me?" So Narad Muni, he was absorbed in such ecstatic feelings and he was in so much pleased that this is Uddhav, the fortunate recipient of Lord's mercy, and he wanted to offer obeisances to him, but Uddhavji didn't allow him.
আমি সমস্ত এই পৃথিবীতে স্বর্গে
নারদ মুনি টোল্ড টু উদ্ধব, হে উদ্ধব,
অন্যান্য
আই ওয়াজ ইন সো মেনি প্লেসেস থ্রু আউট দিস ক্রিয়েশন,
কিম পুরুষ বর্ষে
I was at Kimpurush Varsha meeting Hanumanji, I was at Sutala meeting Pralaji, I met Pandavas. In this way, I wandered, I was in so many places throughout this universe, searching from the greatest recipient of Lord's mercy. And I was told, "That's you." Uddhavji became silent and he told, "O Mahamuni, you are saying right. That's true, I am recipient of the Lord's mercy. But when the Lord bestowed mercy upon me and sent me to Vraja, Then seeing the Vrajavasis and Vrajagopis and the love that they are having towards Krishna, and especially amongst them, Srimati Radharani, the dear most of my Lord Krishna, then I understood. Seeing them, I understood, how can I be considered as recipient of Lord's mercy? They are the most dear of the Lord. O great soul, Uddhavji was addressing Narad Muni,
hey Mahatma.
And further, Uddhavji was describing that these Vrajavasis, these Vrajagopis, they surrendered everything to Krishna. The way they love Govinda, that kind of love is not possible to see anywhere else in whole creation, nor is it properly described anywhere in the Shastra. Seeing them, I could understand those gopis, Srimati Radharani, the way they are loving Krishna, that kind of love doesn't exist anywhere else in whole creation. So Uddhavji told that he's offering obeisances to their pure love. And he said, I'm offering obeisances to their lotus feet, and not just their lotus feet, to each particle of the dust at their lotus feet. I also thought that I'm the most dear of the Lord, but no. The way how sincerely they are loving the Lord, no one else can do so. The way they are worshipping Shri Krishna, the way they are loving Him, no one else is able to do so.
So
Shri Govinda, Shri Krishna, now there in Dvaraka, He has fainted, being absorbed in thoughts, loving thoughts, gopis and Srimati Radharani, most of
all.
So Balaram told, Kanai has left Vrajavasis, Vrajagopis, and he has never came back. I was staying for 2 months in Vraja, Chaitra and Vaishak
month.
And I've told to Krishna, I told him when I was going, come, you have promised them you will come back, come with me. But he didn't want to hear.
আমি এসে কানাইকে বললাম, কিন্তু আমার কথার কোনো গুরুত্বই সে দিল না.
As I came back, I told him, but he didn't give any importance to my words. So further on also Mata Rohini told that when she was describing about the love of the Vrajagopis, Vrajavasis towards Krishna, then Krishna was pleased to hear. But then he also experienced so much pain in separation from Vrajavasis and Vrajagopis. And so much so that he has fainted now.
দর্শন করে সমস্ত যাদবগণ সমস্ত মহিষী বৃন্দ কোটি কোটি যাদবেরা তারা রোদন করতে লাগলো.
So seeing Krishna in such a state that he was fainting, Vraja, in separation from Vrajavasis, from Vrajagopis, now all the Yadavas, the queens of Dvaraka, they were all crying, seeing Krishna being unconscious. And their cries, they reached up to Lord Brahma. So at Airavata Parvat, the mountain Airavata, Lord Brahma arranged that the greatest architect, Vishwakarma, would arrange for new Vrindavan. All the queens of Dvaraka, they have understood that they became very proud. They were thinking, we are doing such a great service on Lord Krishna. But still, late in the night, the Krishna would start crying, Hey Radhe, Hey Radhe. He would call for Radharani. So the queens of Dvaraka would say, we thought we are serving Krishna so nicely, but now we understand our service was not complete. So Krishna, he would say to the queens, those Vrajavasis, they are so dear to me as my own life, and the Vrajagopis, they are even dearer to me than my own life, my own self.
কনিষ্ঠ সখী রাধারানীর তার জন্য এই মুহূর্তে এই দ্বারকা ছেড়ে তোমাদেরকে পরিত্যাগ
করে দ্য লাভ অফ রাধারানী ফর মি ইজ সো গ্রেট এন্ড অলসো ফর হার সখিস এন্ড বিকজ অফ দ্যাট আই ক্যানট রিমেইন হিয়ার ইন দ্বারকা ইভেন ফর আ মোমেন্ট.
তাহলে ভগবান
কৃষ্ণা কুডন্ট tolerate the separation from the gopis, from Radharani, for even a moment. He has left Dvaraka.
Ikhane lila khetre gopigan Sri Krishna biraho soite na pere Krishna ke darshan korte na pere bilap korche.
So here in Gopi Gita,
navam shlok,
we hear the prayers of the gopis in separation from Krishna. And this is next ninth shloka.
Taptajivanam kabibhiritam kalmasapaham sravanamangalam Sri Mada Tatam Bhuviginantite Bhurida Jana. Tabo Kathamritam Tapto Jivanam.
Your Katha is life giving. Life-giving nectar.
Brahma, Shiv, Sanakadi, Atmaram,
Brahma, Shiva, Sanaka, and other self-satisfied devotees, they are chanting all of those prayers. And all this katha is so auspicious that just upon hearing it brings all auspiciousness.
Shravan karen tader tullo bohu data
So those who are chanting these glories, giving opportunity to others to hear them, they are most glorious benefactors of all the creation. They are greatest of all donors of all generous persons. Just upon hearing these katha, all auspiciousness comes. Upon hearing this katha, we have all become devotees. You have become devotees. There is no other way. When someone hears this katha, Krishna katha, they become devotees. There is no other way. So, hearing the katha, it brings all auspiciousness. The gopis, they were in deep separation from Krishna. So they keep praying. So they are expressing different kind of transcendental feelings, as transcendental pride, transcendental anger. It's not possible for anyone else. If we would express anger and pride, that would be offensive.
Krishna jodi tomader oto birodhi ba oto shatru hoye thake she jodi kopot hoye thake akritoggo hoye thake.
So Uddhavji has asked the gopis and Srimati Radharani, whole day you are passing in chanting Krishna's glories. You are at the same time saying that he is a greatest cheater, that he is not thankful to you. So why are you then speaking about him at all? Just forget about him. Don't speak about him. But then the gopis would answer, we don't know, but there is some great power in Krishna Katha. We don't want to speak about him, but at the same time, we can't stop speaking about him. Speaking about Krishna, hearing this katha pacifies our minds and hearts. It brings all auspiciousness immediately. Hearing this katha about Krishna, about Vrajavasis, Vrajagopis, so many personalities became great sadhus. They have left their homes and they became devotees.
কিন্তু বড় বড় মুনিজন সাধুজন তারা তো আর আকাশ থেকে পড়েননি তারাও তো
It's not easy to leave this material existence. These sadhus, they didn't fall from the sky. They were also born in this
in this
world. They had mother and father. But then
তাদেরকে ছেড়ে তারা
They left everything. They went to the forest and they are worshipping the Lord.
And
not that they just left, but actually there is no certainty in their lives. Where they will stay, what they will eat. Nothing is certain, nothing is fixed. As the birds, there is nothing fixed for them. Where shall they sleep? What they will get to eat? In the same way, these sadhus, sometimes they get some dry roti, sometimes they get something nice, some nice roti. Whatever they get, they will take it to remain alive. So in this way, they have left all illusion, all maya. There is such a power in Krishna Katha. Srila Jiva Goswami in Lagu Vaishnava Toshani and further Acharyas in their commentaries, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sridhar Swami, commenting on these shlokas of Gopi Gita, they are saying that this Krishna Katha, it's the greatest nectar. It cannot be even compared with the nectar from higher planetary systems. It's not possible to compare.
Sri Sukadev Goswami Pad,
this can be illustrated on the example of Srila Shukadev Goswami chanting Srimad Bhagavatam, and one day before he would start, Indradev came and he brought a huge pot of nectar from the heavenly planets, and he told, give this to Parikshit Maharaj, and then you start speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to all of us. Srila Shukadev Goswami, Srila Shukamuni told to Indradev, he told, hey Indra, are you not ashamed? Where have you brought this nectar? And where is the Mahamrit, the greatest nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam? Where is your nectar? And where is the greatest nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam? Can't you see the difference between these two? If you're going to exchange some things, then you should bring a similar things to being exchanged. And you brought some broken glass asking for the greatest jewel? Is it possible at all? What kind of business are you coming to do here? If you would come in a humble mood, without anything, I would speak Srimad Bhagavatam to you. I will give you this greatest nectar for free. But you came to do such a business here? You are not qualified to sit and hear. I won't speak in front of you. Srila Shukadev Goswami told Indradev.
Bhagavad Dham, Bhagavad Charan Porjunto Pouche Dite Pare.
So the nectar of Lord's Katha is so great that upon hearing it, one becomes devotee and ultimately reaches the lotus feet of the Lord. So all the ignorance is destroyed, and gradually, step by step, as devotional service goes from Shraddha to Prem, in this way, Krishna himself is reached. Srinvatam Svakatha Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam is saying that when hearing Sri Krishna's Katha, that all inauspiciousness, all the wrong desires, everything is going to get destroyed. So all the doubts and this knot of material existence, everything is going to get destroyed upon hearing Srimad Bhagavatam Katha. That all auspiciousness will come. Shravanam Mangalam, it means immediately upon hearing, all auspiciousness will come. Just upon hearing, all auspiciousness is coming. And there is so much glory in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Harikatha, in Shri Krishna's Katha, that there is no lack of taste. Once we are hearing, but the desire to hear is only growing, to hear again and again. When we hear some ordinary song, etc., someone is hearing it once and that's it. They are not desiring to hear it again and again. So much money is given to stage some performance, and once we see it, we are not interested to see it again and again. But Krishna Katha, we are ready to hear again and again.
একই কথা ছোট্ট এক শিশু বলছে দেখবেন বড় বড় পণ্ডিতরা আকৃষ্ট হয়ে শুনছে আরে কেমন বলছে শুনি না ভালো লাগে
ইভেন when a small child is speaking Krishna Katha, the greatest sadhu is attracted to hear it. That speciality of Krishna's Katha, there is a divine power there. As many times as we hear, always we hear something new. Srila Jiva Goswami says it's like a Ganga Snan, taking bath in Mother Ganga. The waters of Mother Ganga are always new and new. How is that? It's like that, that once we take bath in Mother Yamuna and we come out, the waters of in Mother Ganga, the waters of Mother Ganga are continuing to flow towards the ocean. So the water in which we had bathed, it's already on the way to the ocean. And when we step in Mother Ganga again, then the new waters are coming. So her waters are new again and again. We take a bath again and again. Her waters are new. So in the same way, Shri Harikatha, Shri Krishna Katha, it's always newer and newer. So the gopis are saying, this is the life-giving nectar.
Krishna biraho khinno premigvan ke bachye rakhe Krishna katha.
When the premic devotee that has a pure love for Krishna is in separation from Krishna, then Krishna Katha is keeping him alive. He's saving his life, keeping him alive in this way. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Ujjval Nilamani is describing
তাদের দূরদর্শিতা তো সাংঘাতিক আমরা সাধারণ মানব তো বুঝতেই পারবো
না. So these are eternal devotees of the Lord. So they are having these direct visions. And there is description how Radharani is saying to another Sakhi, to her Sakhi, another Gopi,
Hari Biraha Sajjate Tanna Jane Nishkranta Ched Bhavati Hridayat Yasya Dhumat Chatapi Brahmanda Nangshaki Kulamapi Jalaya Jajjallotiti Shoki. He Shoki.
He Shoki.
Amar Hridayar Madhe Sri Krishner Birahoru Balavanol Ogni.
There is a great fire of separation from Krishna in my heart. It's greater than the forest fire so many times. There is kind of fire that appears in some way in the ocean. The huge fire comes in the ocean at some occasions only. And such a fire is greater than the forest fire. It's much, much stronger. And such a fire is not seen in whole creation, just in these special moments as the fires of destruction come. So Radharani is saying that the fire that's burning in her heart is even greater. And Radharani is not able to have Krishna's darshan in separation from him, this greatest fire is burning inside of herself, inside of her heart. So she's saying to this friend of hers, to another Sakhi, another gopi, that if in some way, if even a spark of that fire, of great fire of separation from Krishna that's burning in her heart, if even the spark of that fire comes out through her eyes, through her ears, through her nose, through her mouth, then whole creation will burn instantly. So in such a moment, the premik bhakta, the pure bhakta of the Lord, is not able to remain alive anymore.
Shei katharup amrito shrovan korei tara etokkhon beche ache.
But if they hear the nectar of Krishna Katha, then they would be able to stay alive. Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they are ready to give up their lives in separation from Krishna.
Sukadev Goswami, Maharaj Parikshit ki bolchen, he Rajan, sadhu sange mahajjan mukharito madhusudan charito Pijusochar Sorit Somuho Charidike Prabahoy. Eje Sadhu Guru Bosnovera Tara Bibino Jayagate Modusudaner Choritro Rup Amrito Bornunakut Jara Abitrishno.
So Srila Shukadev Goswami is saying to Sri Parikshit Maharaj, describing how devotees of the Lord, the sadhus, they are having Krishna Katha. So when someone who is without jealousy, hearing sincerely Krishna Katha, Hari Katha,
Krishna, Shok, Moho, Sangsar,
then all the illusions of material existence are completely disappearing. They cannot touch such a person that so attentively and with a pure heart hearing the Katha, hearing Hari Katha.
Uttaronicho, Jara Uddar Hotechan, Say Manobganer Poke Prusottam Sayang Bhagavan, Sikrishne, Lila, Kotha, Ros, Nishevanata, Srovan, Betito, Onnokono Taronine, Onnokono Potine.
So, if someone is desiring the freedom from this material existence, then there is no other way than hearing the glories of the Lord, hearing Hari Katha, Sri Krishna's Katha.
Kalmoso, kalmosa paham, kalmos mane paap, hridayer paap, taap,
kalmasha,
tatkhanat bidurito hoye jay.
It means that all the dirt, all the previous sins are immediately destroyed upon hearing. So all the previous sins, all impurities of previous lives are immediately burned into the dust.
Krishna name kore sarva papanas premer karono bhakti koreno prakash premer udaye hoy premero bikar set kampo pulokadi gadgadat srudhar ek namei prem porjonto
paiye just by one name One purely chanted name of the Lord, then all the previous sins is completely destroyed. There is such a great glory of the Lord's name. If someone is sitting and chanting the holy name, chanting so many names of the Lord, but then the tears are not coming from the eyes of that person, it should be understood that that person is committing so many offenses. If someone is chanting the holy name, but then the prem is not coming, if they are not experiencing loving feelings, no deep loving moods, bhavas, tears are not coming, then it should be understood that that person is committing offenses. So what should be done? Shall the chanting of the holy names be given up? No, it shouldn't. It should be continued, and by the mercy of the holy name, gradually, certainly, the purification will come and prem, pure love will be reached.
এবং শোক সমুদ্র শোষক আমরা তো শোক সমুদ্রে ভেসে বেড়াচ্ছি সেই শোক সমুদ্র শোষণ করে নেবেন উত্তম শ্লোক
সো ইন দিস ওয়ে দ্য হোলি নেম উইল ডিস্ট্রয় অল দ্য সাফারিং অল দ্য লিমিটেশন অফ দিস এক্সিস্টেন্স উই আর ইমার্সড ইন সাফারিং অফ দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স বাট বাই দ্য মার্সি অফ দ্য হোলি নেম all that suffering will be destroyed.
কেউ যদি শ্রবণ করতে চান এটাও প্রভুর ইচ্ছা.
And even if someone just desires to hear the Hari Katha, Shri Krishna Katha, it should be understood that the mercy of the Lord is bestowed upon that person. Because on our own, we won't be able to even desire to hear.
বলছেন শ্রীকৃষ্ণ কথা শ্রবণ দূরে থাক শ্রবণের ইচ্ছা মাত্র হলেই শ্রীকৃষ্ণ তৎক্ষণাৎ শ্রবণ ইচ্ছাকারীর হৃদয়ে
লিভ অ্যাসাইড লিভ ফর হিয়ারিং অফ দ্য কথা বাট জাস্ট ইফ আ ডিজায়ার ইজ দেয়ার টু হিয়ার শ্রী হরি কথা শ্রী কৃষ্ণ কথা
প্রকট হলেই জানতে হবে
ইট শুড বি আন্ডারস্টুড দ্যাট অবরুদ্ধ হয়েছেন The Lord is already appearing in the heart of that person. This is why they desire to hear. Otherwise, it won't be possible.
Devahuti, tini Bhagavan Kapil Muni theke
Mother Devahuti, when she heard all the knowledge, learned everything from her son Kapila Dev, then all the illusion of material existence was destroyed.
Krishna katha shrovan kore tara jodi ati nichu bangsho tader janmo hoy tahole tara
so she told that even if someone is born in a low family but they are engaged in hearing Krishna katha it should be understood that they are so glorious that in their previous lives they have already heard the katha, that they have already performed so many auspicious activities. So because of that, they are blessed by hearing of Krishna's katha even in that life.
Kripa hoy. Kripa hole bhalo bojha jay. যেবা নাহি বুঝে কেহ শুনিতে শুনিতে সেহ কি অদ্ভুত চৈতন্য চরিত্র
সো upon hearing so much mercy will come and understanding will gradually come
শুনিলেই
শ্রী চৈতন্য চরিতামৃতা ইটস টোল্ড
বলছে শ্রবণ করতে করতেই সে বুঝতে পারবে যে শ্রীমান মহাপ্রভুর কি করুণা ভগবান।
বাই হিয়ারিং কথা অগেন এন্ড অগেন দি আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ডিং উইল কাম অ্যাবাউট দ্য গ্লোরিজ অফ শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ মহাপ্রভু।
কিন্তু ভালো লাগাতে হবে, শ্রবণ করতে করতে যখন প্রভুর কৃপা হবে।
Maybe we won't understand in the beginning, but hearing again and again by the mercy of the Lord, then the understanding will come. And this attraction, affection towards the Lord will come.
The Harikatha kyamunna shravanam mangalam, shravan kollei param.
So how is Harikatha? It's Shravana Mangalam. It's bringing auspiciousness immediately upon hearing.
Kathamritam Shravana Puteshu Samritam Punantite Vishayo Vidushita Shayam Brajanti Tacharana Sararuhantikam Srimad Bhagavat.
So Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, Parikshit Maharaj is saying, O King,
those
that are drinking the nectar of Sri Krishna's Katha through their ears,
সকল প্রকার ভক্তি সাধন অপেক্ষা কৃষ্ণ কথার উৎকর্ষ বোঝা যাচ্ছে,
then all the purification will come, all the mercy, all auspiciousness will come. Hearing is so powerful.
It
should be understood that those that are hearing, that they perform so much punya, so many auspicious activities, deeds before. And now they are blessed by hearing. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a taste to sit and hear the katha. So if someone doesn't do anything else, but they are just hearing Shri Hari Katha, then all perfection will come.
Mahater mukh theke Hari Katha Shravan korte pari, Prabhu apni amay ei bor.
So Prithu Maharaj, he has prayed to the Lord. He performed yagya, and after the yagya, the Lord appeared to him, being pleased with him, and he told, look, I am the Lord that's giving benedictions, giving blessings. So Prithu Maharaj told, O Lord, you have appeared upon performance of my yagya, so I don't want anything else. But the Lord told him, I am the Lord of the yagyas, and I am also the Lord that's bestowing benedictions. So you do ask for something. So Prithu Maharaj told, O my Lord, if you do want to give me some blessing, some benediction, then please give me 10,000 ears so that I can hear your Harikatha properly. One ear that I have are not enough for me to hear your katha. So please bless me with power of 10,000 ears so that I can hear properly. So in front of everyone, Lord asked him, O Prithu, why are you asking for 10,000 ears? And Prithu Maharaj described that, O my Lord, I want to hear your katha, and one set of ears that I have are not enough. I want to hear again and again. I want to hear your nectarious katha again and again. There is so much katha going on, and with this one set of ears, I'm not able to hear it. Katha is going on so many places, and I would like to hear all that katha. So, devotee of the Lord is not asking for anything else. Devotee is asking for Krishna Katha only. When the Lord appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj told, "Oh, my dear Lord, I don't want anything else. Just please bless me that I can hear your Katha." So in this way, Lord blessed Prithu Maharaj with the power of 10,000 ears. He didn't give him 10,000 sets of ears, how he would look with those 10,000 sets of ears, but the Lord blessed Prithu Maharaj that in these 1 year he would have the power of 10,000 ears. And in this way, be able to hear his katha constantly.
এই গোপীগীতের এমনই মহিমা যদি কারোর প্রতি ভগবান রুষ্ট হয়ে যান, ভগবান যদি বিমুখ হন, তথাপি কেউ যদি নিত্য প্রতি গোপীগীত পাঠ করেন, শ্রবণ করেন, তথাপি
So there is description of the glory of this Gopi Gita.
এখানে মহাপ্রভুর কথা তুলে ধরেছেন.
There is description in Kali Yuga, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela. It's described in Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sriman Mahaprabhu, he was residing in Jagannath Puri, immersed in Radha Bhav. What is the main reason of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's appearance? It's to relish Radha Bhav, Gopi Bhav. And his secondary reason for appearance is spreading the holy name. Just by Lord's desire, he can bring everyone back. He can make everyone reach the spiritual abode just by his desire.
এই গোপীদের এই হাবভাব দর্শন করেই তো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য রূপে এই ধরাতলে অবতীর্ণ হয়ে তিনি রাধা প্রেম গোপী প্রেম কেমন সেটা আস্বাদন করতেন গম্ভীরাতে
একা. So in this Kali Yuga, Lord appears, Sri Shyama Sundar appears, taking Sri Radha Bhav and her hue to fulfill his desires that were not fulfilled in Vraja. So he comes and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu immersed in Radha Bhav. So Sriman Mahaprabhu, he took a vow. He promised that he won't meet King Prataparudra. As a sannyasi, he is not supposed to meet with a king, consider materialistic person. But devotees were pleading again and again, "Our dear Lord, King Prataparudra, he is not an ordinary king. He is your great devotee." Still, Sriman Mahaprabhu, he was fixed. He took a promise, he took a vow, "I will not meet a king." So these shlokas of Chaitanya Charitamrita describe that upon hearing Mahaprabhu's answer that he won't meet a king, King Prataparudra told, "His vow is not to meet me, and now my vow is to give up my life." What is the meaning of this body? What is the meaning of this kingdom? What is the meaning of whole creation if I don't get his mercy? He took a vow not to meet him, and now I'm taking a vow to give up, to end up my life.
মোর প্রতিজ্ঞা তাহা বিনা ছাড়িব জীবন যদি সেই মহাপ্রভু।
So King Pratapa Rudra, he himself was fixed. Mahaprabhu doesn't want to meet him, and now he will give up his life. He took a great vow. And all the bhaktas, all devotees were considering, what will happen with King Pratapa Rudra now? It was not possible to fix the meeting of King Pratapa Rudra with Sriman Mahaprabhu. Although they tried so many times. One day, at the end of Ratha Yatra, as Mahaprabhu was dancing so much, he was feeling tired. And in one garden, he lay down to take some rest. He was absorbed in Radha Bhava, his eyes were closed, and he was crying. Tears were coming from his eyes. So in this flower garden, at the end of Ratha Yatra day, being tired from lots of dancing throughout the day, in front of Jagannath's Rath, Mahaprabhu feeling tired, he was taking rest. His eyes closed and he was absorbed in this divine bath, tears coming from his eyes. So that was the right moment King Pratapa Rudra has considered, and he did as devotees instructed him. Sarva Bhauma Bhattacharya, he suggested that as greatest amongst, most senior amongst all devotees, he instructed King Pratapa Rudra to give up his royal cloth and come dressed in a devotee's cloth. In this way, King Pratapa Rudra, in the humble mood, he approached Sriman Mahaprabhu, who was resting there in the flower garden with the closed eyes. He offered obeisances at his lotus feet, and he started serving his lotus feet, pressing, massaging Sriman Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So in that way, upon instructions of devotees, in devotee's dress, he entered the flower garden. So King Pratapa Rudra came to Sriman Mahaprabhu, and following instructions of devotees with folded hands, praying to all devotees, he offered obeisances to Sriman Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and he was feeling very fearful touching his lotus feet. Sriman Mahaprabhu was taking rest there, and King Pratapa Rudra started serving his lotus feet. He could see that the eyes of Sriman Mahaprabhu are closed and tears were coming from his eyes.
So
in this way, King Pratapa Rudra, he was pressing, massaging lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu, and he started chanting the Ras Lila Shloka, meaning the shlokas of Gopi Geet. Gopi Geet is one of the chapters in Ras Panchan Odia of Srimad Bhagavata.
Ras Lila Shloka Podi Kwareno Stabon জয়তি তেধিকম অধ্যায় করেন পঠন প্রারম্ভে জয়তি তেধিকম.
সো কিং প্রতাপ রুদ্র স্টার্টেড চ্যান্টিং গোপি গীতা ফ্রম দিস ফার্স্ট শ্লোকা.
শ্রয়ত ইন্দিরা শাশ্বদাত্রহি, প্রথম শ্লোক থেকেই প্রারম্ভ করলেন. শেষ পর্যন্ত আর
হি ওয়াজ চ্যান্টিং ফ্রম দ্য ফার্স্ট শ্লোকা বাট হি কুডন্ট রিচ দ্য লাস্ট শ্লোকা. ওয়াই?
করে নো স্তবন জয়তি তেধিকম অধ্যায় করে নো পঠন, শুনিতে শুনিতে প্রভুর সন্তোষ অপার, বল বল বুলি উচ্চ করে বারবার. মহাপ্রভু ভাবের আবেগে চক্ষু বন্ধ করে গোপীগীত শ্রবণ করতে করতে তিনি
So Mahaprabhu was hearing these shlokas of Gopi Gita with his eyes closed. He was crying. But when King Prataparudra reached to this ninth shloka that we have just heard, this Tavakatamritam shloka,
kalmasapaham sravanamangalam শ্রীমদাততম ভুবিগিনন্তিতে ভূরিদাজনাহ. কবিরাজ গোস্বামী পাদ লিখছেন তব কথা.
So then as Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, when King Prataparudra reached this ninth shloka, Mahaprabhu stood up and embraced him. Mahaprabhu was considering who is chanting these shlokas. He couldn't understand.
জল বিগলিত হচ্ছিল প্রেমের আবেগে, তিনি উঠে আস্তে আস্তে তিনি আলিঙ্গন দান করলেন.
In these loving feelings, Mahaprabhu stood up. His eyes were still closed, tears coming from his eyes.
উঠি প্রেমাবেশে প্রভু আলিঙ্গন দিল তুমি মোরে.
Mahaprabhu stood up and he embraced King Prataparudra.
দেখুন মহাপ্রভু তিনি কি বলছেন.
What did Mahaprabhu say? He said, you gave me this priceless jewel. I am a sannyasi. I don't have anything. What shall I give to you? I don't even know who you are, but I'm going to embrace you.
দুজনার অঙ্গে কম্প নেত্রে জলধার. দুজনই চক্ষু বন্ধ করে মহারাজ প্রতাপ রুদ্র.
So now both of them, Shriman Mahaprabhu and King Prataparudra, they were embracing each other, trembling, their eyes closed and tears coming from their eyes.
আর এই তব কথামৃতম শ্লোকটি বারংবার পাঠ করছেন.
And King Prataparudra was repeating this shloka, ninth shloka of Gopi Gita, Tavakatamritam shloka, again and again. What about Mahaprabhu's vow? He doesn't even know who he is. And Mahaprabhu is telling him, you are the greatest benefactor, the greatest generous person, the greatest donor. Mahaprabhu doesn't know who he is. Mahaprabhu is asking, who are you? You have made me drink this nectar of Krishna Lilamrita. You made me drink this greatest nectar of Krishna Lila. You bestow the greatest auspiciousness upon me.
তখন বলছেন রোদন করতে করতে রাজা কহে আমি তোমার দাসেরও অনুদাস ভৃত্যেরও ভৃত্য.
Shriman Mahaprabhu was asking, who are you? King Prataparudra humbly answered, I am the servant of your servant.
তোমার ভৃত্যের ভৃত্য করো প্রভু আমাকে, আমি তোমার কাছে এই আশা করি।
So I'm praying that you please keep bestowing your mercy upon me.
তিনি প্রতিজ্ঞা করলেন মহারাজ প্রতাপ রুদ্রের মুখ দর্শন করবেন।
So Mahaprabhu took a vow, he was fixed, I won't meet King Prataparudra.
যে সর্বান্তর্যামি ভগবান তিনি তাকে ক্ষমা করে।
But in Gopi Gita there is such a power
তার সেবক বানিয়ে
The Lord in the heart of everyone, Antaryami, He has forgiven him. So the gopis and Srimati Radharani, they are dearer to the Lord than his own life. And also their katha is so dear to the Lord. Shriman Mahaprabhu, he was so much pleased with King Prataparudra chanting these shlokas of Gopi Gita.
শ্রবণ মঙ্গলম ইত্যাদি মহাপ্রভু তার প্রতি সন্তুষ্ট হয়ে তাকে
সো মহাপ্রভু ওয়াজ সো মাচ প্লিজড উইথ কিং প্রতাপরুদ্রা এন্ড গেভ হিম হিজ ওন সার্ভিস
এবং মহাপ্রভুর মধ্যে বিন্দু মাত্র ভেদ নেই
So there is no difference, even a tinge of difference between Shri Krishna and Shriman Mahaprabhu. So Shriman Mahaprabhu, he is Shri Krishna along with Shrimati Radharani. So in this way, the mercy was bestowed upon King Prataparudra.
Mahaprabhu tar potigya chhede মহারাজ প্রতাপ রুদ্রকে নিজের সেবক
সো টুডে উই হ্যাভ হার্ড হাউ আওয়ার শ্রীমন মহাপ্রভু গিভিং আপ হিজ ওন ভাও হিজ ওন প্রমিস হ্যাজ বিস্টোড মার্সি আপন কিং প্রতাপরুদ্র বিং প্লিজড উইথ হিম আপন হিয়ারিং হিজ রেসিটেশন অফ গোপি গীতা
আমরা অবোধ অস্ফুট বালকের যেমন বাক্য সুস্পষ্ট হয় না তদ্রূপ প্রয়াস মাত্র করছি
So Acharyas are saying, we are trying to glorify you, they're addressing Srimati Radharani, please accept our childlike attempts as the parents are accepting the first words of their small children, their toddlers, first broken words that they are hearing with pleasure. Please accept our attempts to glorify you.
নির্গন্থি যুক্ত তিনি ইচ্ছা করলে গোপীগীতের অর্থ তিনি নিজের ভাব দ্বারাই বলে দিতে পারত কিন্তু না তিনি তা করেন
শ্রীল শুকদেব গোস্বামী হি ইজ আত্মারাম সাধু এন্ড ইফ হি ডিজায়ার্ড হি সেলফ স্যাটিসফাইড সাধু satisfied in his own self and if he has desired he could have told more about these shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam but he didn't so for us there is a great relevance in the commentaries of our acharyas to understand these shlokas properly in order to understand this shloka we need to hear our acharyas commentaries Shriman Mahaprabhu would say, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described that if we are speaking to general public, if we want to give some example, then we should give examples from Padma Purana, from Puranas. Some example from Puranas should be given, that these intimate topics of Srimad Bhagavatam shouldn't be discussed in general public. It shouldn't be spoken as entertainment. Then aparad will come, we will commit offenses.
বাজে গল্প, সাংসারিক গল্প, এ তো আমরা প্রত্যেকেই জানি, সেগুলো বলা এবং শ্রবণ করা উভয় নিষিদ্ধ।
So it's forbidden to speak these intimate topics in general public. So now we are going to hear just the shloka, 10th shloka, the next shloka, and conclude today's katha.
Rashi Sangbida Jaridesh Prisha Kuhakana Mana Khobayanti. এই শ্লোকের এবং এর পরবর্তী আরো তিনটি শ্লোক হয়তো আমরা আগামী দিবসে শ্রবণ করতে পারবো।
So this katha and further few shlokas we are going to hear tomorrow.
সমস্ত ভক্ত
description of them tomorrow.
আমার অনুরোধ,
and this way we are concluding today's katha.
যে আপনারা একটু সময়ের দিকে ধ্যান দিন।
We are expressing the humble request to everyone, to all devotees, to all Matajis, to Sri Madhubabu and all related devotees, that you all please try to reach on time so that we can start Katha on time. We have only 3 more days of Katha. So please, try to reach on time. It would be nice to start Katha on time.
Jai Jai Sri Radhesham Nitai Gaur Sitanat Premanande Hari Hari Bol Sri Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Vedobhyas Bhagavan ki jai, Sri Shukadev Goswami Pad ki jai, Sri Parikshit Maharaj ki jai, Sri Sri Gopi Geet ki jai, Srimati Radha Rani ki jai, Bhaktavatsal Sriman Mahaprabhu ki jai, Bhaktaprabhar Maharaj Pratap Rudra ki jai, Sri Sri Akshat Sri Sarup Damodar Das Babaji Maharaj ki jai, Bhagavat Anushthankari Samasta Mandal Paribar Evang Annanya Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, আপন আপন শ্রী গুরু মহারাজ কি জয়, সমাগত বৈষ্ণব ভক্ত সজ্জন মণ্ডলী কি জয়, সমাগতা মাতৃমণ্ডলী কি জয়, জয় জয় শ্রী রাধেশ্যাম নিতাই গৌর হরি বল।